you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, the show that teaches you how to survive the stuff that could kill you,
like monster sandstorm, helicopter crash, or dog attack.
Ooh, or the stuff that just makes you wish you were dead.
Like forgetting where you parked, showing up for a party on the wrong day, running over a dog with your car.
Ew.
Should we play the song?
We should play the song.
Let's get to it.
Let's do it. Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. I am Danielle.
I'm Christine.
Christine, how are you?
I am good.
Did you have a nice Father's Day?
Yes, I did a lot of lawn work.
I saw that. Was that for your husband? Was that a present to him?
I made him do it too.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like a present then, no.
Well, it needed to be done.
Oh, did he take out the rats?
No, a lot of spiders.
Oh, okay.
A lot of spiders, but then I think cleaning and it like unleashed some spiders to go into our house further, because then that day we came across a spider in our hallway that was so big and terrifying that we actually Googled it, and it was a wolf spider.
Whoa.
It was really...
I don't know what that is.
That's what we determined.
It's half wolf, half spider,
if I'm reading that
correctly.
Yeah, it went, ow! Yeah. Ow, ow, ow.
It howled.
It's
howled,
furry, right?
And then it was just big and black and very scary.
It's a spider that was bitten by a wolf.
Yes, and then it busts out of its suit.
Yes, it had a little suit on, like a little top hat and cane,
exactly.
And a suit.
Yep,
and it busted out and became a wolf the size of a spider.
It tore through a wall.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of property damage.
I know. So now we have to do a lot of drywalling, and
we're
gonna cancel our trip and
Happy Father's Day.
For this wall. It's too bad, but. Then I cooked dinner for my husband.
Nice.
I made a nice dinner and baked a cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you. What kind of cake did you bake?
I'm a good wifey. I made this barefoot. Do you know the Barefoot Countess is?
Of course.
Comfortable shirts.
I mean, excuse me. First of all, you and I believe learned who the Barefoot Contessa was at the same time.
Yes.
From The Dish.
Obsessed.
Love with her and Jeffrey.
Yeah. He loves chicken.
You know how Jeffrey is about his chicken.
Oh, man. Don't get in the way of his chicken.
But apparently, someone online just said that Jeffrey was involved in,
a sex scandal?
No, nothing like that. But, kind of like funding coups in other countries or something.
Oh, Jeffrey.
I don't know.
Will not get your chicken tonight.
No, I know. So is this a Barefoot Contessa?
It is
cake?
A Barefoot Contessa cake
recipe.
Did
you use good olive oil?
You know what? It doesn't call for olive oil, but if it did, I would.
Good olive oil. Okay.
But it's her version is a cranberry apple cake, but I switch out the cranberries and apples for different fruits every time I make it. And this time I made it with stone fruits.
So, like a peach?
A peach, a plum,
and
yummy. A nectarine.
Wow.
It's very easy to make.
And then is it like a white cake?
You pour the batter over the fruit that is mixed with some cinnamon and some sugar and some orange juice.
Okay, that sounds good.
And then you bake the batter over the fruits, and it makes almost like it's somewhere between a cake and a pie.
Okay.
I call it pie cake.
Got it. Okay, and then is there a frosting?
No.
So it's not a cake in that way. Okay.
No, it doesn't need it. And you know, sometimes we have it with a little scoop of vanilla ice cream.
That sounds good. You know what also sounds good? If you poured some like liqueur on it.
I bet. But you know what? There's a sort of a sauciness to the fruit. It might get a little saucy. Yeah. It's a sexy cake.
Sounds that. I mean, it's Ina Garten.
Yeah. I mean, that's the closest to sexy he gets on Father's Day for me is cake.
Yeah.
So.
And yard work.
And yard work. Well, we like to work up an appetite.
I guess.
So that's cake. That's how we do it.
How easy is that?
I'm having a dinner for 15 of my gay friends and their pet cats. How easy is that? So my Father's Day was my husband is somewhere out of town. So, as I said on Twitter, I got to live it up. I pet a dog and did not immediately wash my hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We should have had a puppy party for you.
Yeah. I suspect that I am a little allergic to, but, I mean, not just to pet a dog. But anyway, so.
Damn it, Jimmy. He made you allergic.
Yeah. I think it was all those years living without a dog that somehow made me a tiny bit allergic.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but I was never allergic as a kid, or at least I never thought about it. Maybe I was. I don't know. And so I had lunch with my parents at the Grove.
Oh.
Which, as I also said on Twitter, because I don't want to sound like I'm stealing from myself, but my mother treats the Grove like it's Hearst Castle.
Does she?
She thinks it's, I don't know why, but she's like mesmerized by the Grove.
That's amazing.
My mom has been to Europe.
Does she behave like a docent or is she like the visitor?
She's the visitor.
Okay, okay.
No, she just thinks it's wonderful. She just loves it.
I love that.
But it's such a non, like, she's so into culture and such like a non, it's like fake culture.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even fake culture. It's just a mall.
Yes.
But it's outside. I don't know. She just loves it.
I'm glad she can enjoy these things.
I know. So anyway, so we had lunch outside at this restaurant called Marmalade.
Yes.
I'm just going to put them on blast. And
we'll become a sponsor, probably.
Well, probably not after what I'm going to say.
Oh.
But
no muffins for you.
It was fine. Okay, so I had mentioned to my parents that I had just started watching The Americans.
Yes.
At which point my dad reveals to me that he used to watch Felicity. First of all, very impressed that my dad put together that Carrie Russell was the same person in both things.
I was sort of impressed
by that. But then I was like, what? I was like, I was too old to watch Felicity when it came out.
Yeah.
And I was only like 2 years older than the characters. Like,
well,
how are you? What? And
he
then he
her.
Had a he had a crush on her.
Yes.
That's what it turned out. He had a crush on Carrie Russell. So. And as Garen pointed out online, which I totally did not, because my mind was so blown by the fact that he watched Felicity that I didn't think, how did he feel about the haircut? But
yes, that would have been a good question.
That was Garen's point. And yes, I didn't know that. So then my mom says, oh, yes, we watched The Americans. We watched the last season.
No, you can't do that.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
This is such a complicated
show.
How do you tune into the last season?
I want to watch the last season of American Idol. I want to know what's happening. I need things in context. I was so annoyed by this. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, we didn't realize. Like, I think she started watching and not knowing that there had been 5 previous seasons, which she's done with other shows. So I believe her that she didn't realize that. And I was like, but weren't you confused? And she was like, God. So anyway, so my mind is spinning from this information that my dad used to watch Felicity and my parents watched
it's
a complicated spy thriller series on the last
season.
It's
a lot to process.
When the wind kicks up, and I don't know how, all I know is that 1 second the wind was kicking up and the next second there was glass blowing.
What?
So
are you in an episode of The Americans?
Yes. Oh, I got bombed.
You're
I
Carrie
got
Russell.
Bombed.
You're Carrie Russell.
A glass somehow took flight from the table and crashed at my feet.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so I was wearing sandals.
Cute sandals. Probably
the ones I'm wearing right now. They're not that cute, but they're fine. And I was like, why is no one, including my parents, commenting on the fact that a glass just like maybe I did it. Maybe it wasn't the wind. All I know is something crazy happened.
Okay.
And the next thing I know, there's shattered glass everywhere.
Did your feet get cut?
They miraculously did not.
Do you think maybe you were so upset about the Felicity thing that you smashed the glass?
I think I did. I think I went into a what's that state called A fugue state. I think I went to a fugue state, and I got so mad at someone watching the sixth season of something that I...
Yes.
So anyway, I turned the fact that a glass just shattered at my feet. No fault of the restaurants. I don't know why I had the balls to do this. Because I thought the service was also shitty.
Yes.
That the guy was just like, you ordered a side of scramble with all these ingredients in it. And when I specifically asked when I was ordering it, whatever. I thought he was a bad waiter. So I said, well, I have a Groupon. Now,
yes.
Did I know the Groupon was expired? Yes. Did I know the Groupon, you weren't supposed to use it until after 4 o'clock? Yes, I did know that. Did I know you weren't supposed to use it on holidays? No, I did not know that. I thought they would give me the value of the original purchase, because when a Groupon expires, they give you the value of the original. But I said, you know, considering like a glass is all over my feet, maybe you could take the Groupon.
Yes.
Which, you know, I've got to make my dad proud on Father's Day. And so they did. They took the whole thing and they gave me the whole credit.
Nice. And did you make your dad proud?
I'm not sure he knew what was going on.
Okay.
He was more concerned about thinking I was tipping $70 because he couldn't hear me because he didn't have his ear things in. I was not tipping $70. And he was more concerned about getting validated. So he didn't really... I don't even know if he knew a glass... I mean, I can't explain my parents and they're like... overreactions to things and then underreactions to things are equally bizarre. So I think they spent up all their overreactions in the early half of my life. So now it's like, you know, I had surgery on my ears. Oh, you know what I mean? It's just like it's gone in reverse.
They can't. It's like their adrenals are blown out.
Yeah.
They just can't react.
And you know what? Good on them.
Yes.
Because they spent too much time over worrying about me that, you know what?
Now
this is a relief.
They're done.
They're done, and I don't blame them.
They're just thinking about getting to that final season of Homeland.
Starting with and getting to the end of that final season. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. What could or Lost.
Yes. Like,
yeah. Just tune in on the last season. It's the best season anyway.
Overcomplicated show. Just
I mean, that
right to the end.
That was like an episode of Homeland. That brunch was like an episode of Homeland.
It was. I didn't know who to trust.
No.
Mandy Patinkin wandered in. Are we ready to get to today's... I'm sorry I monopolized the opening, but
we were enthralled.
I've had so much time by myself that I haven't, you know...
You're collecting stories.
Collecting stories.
That's why we take breaks, guys. So we can collect stories.
That's right. Okay. Today we're going to learn how to survive...
Yes.
A dog attack.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now let's just say...
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to say it. I don't speak for you. That I do think most dogs are safe.
Mm-hmm.
I do love dogs, but sometimes, you know, sometimes they revert to their natural state.
They do. I've seen
and
it.
Mostly it's because they're being provoked. Not always, but usually it's because they're being provoked. So the first step to take is to look for warning signs. Most dogs are not aggressive, but rather just curious or defending what they perceive as their territory. Thus, to avoid unnecessary conflict, it is important to be able to tell if a dog is just playing or is being aggressive. While some breeds have been singled out as being particularly vicious, and a mid-size and large dog breed can be dangerous, so do not ignore warning signs because you think a certain breed is harmless or friendly. Watch for common signs of aggression and non-aggression. Okay, growling, snarling, and baring teeth are obvious displays of aggression and should be treated as such. Getting your Groupon denied at a restaurant just because it's only 2 o'clock is also a sign of aggression.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that in you.
Yes. An angry dog may show the whites of his eyes, especially if these aren't normally visible.
Oh, like can they make their...
I don't know.
They bug out their eyes? Like,
I don't
pop
know.
Them? Like,
I just know don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes, but I don't know. I don't know. Pulled back ears laying flat against the head are a telltale sign of aggression, whereas normal floppy or elevated ears usually signal a dog's nonchalance.
Ooh.
They can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Does Sally ever do these things? Did she ever get aggressive?
Well, she did bite me once, but that was in the middle of a dog fight with another dog,
okay.
And I tried to break it up. So it was kind of an accidental bite.
Yeah.
I have seen her get very barky at other dogs, yes.
If the dog approaches you with its body relaxed and with a sloping curve in its midsection, the dog is probably not going to attack. A dog whose body is tense, straight, and stiff could mean that the dog might attack. A loping gait means the dog's playful and checking you out. An even steady run means the dog can be dangerous. I think we can picture all those differences.
Yeah, like a dog running towards you with all its fur standing up on end.
Yeah.
Maybe not the dog you right. want to pet.
Yeah. Avoid aggravating a dog. Most dog attacks are the result of insufficient containment of the dog, poor training, or taunting. Unfortunately, the world will never be rid of bad owners, so it is wise to be prepared. Common sense should tell you to not aggravate any kind of animal. Never irritate a dog who's eating or caring for her pups. Dogs are extra protective during these times. Now, this is interesting.
Mm.
Avoid smiling at the dog.
Oh.
Do you know why?
You show your teeth.
You show your teeth.
What if you just smile, but don't show your teeth? Like,
what if you did a Mona Lisa coquettish mm-hmm. smile? That's mm-hmm. what I'm thinking you should do.
A little flirty.
A little flirt with a dog. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Avoid dogs that are chained or tethered to a stationary object for extended periods of time, as they are more likely to be aggressive, so do not come within their reach. Yeah, because their owners are shitheads.
Yeah. Can I hurt the owner?
Yeah.
Like, can I shoot
but
the owner?
But don't show your teeth because you want to take him by surprise.
Okay. Mona Lisa him.
Mona Lisa the fuck out of that dog owner.
Okay. Can't wait.
Assume all unknown dogs are threats. In general, the best policy when it comes to a dog attacks is to do everything you can to avoid them in the first place. If you see a dog that may be dangerous, stay away. Report any dangerous looking dogs or possible strays in your neighborhood to the authorities. Teach your children never to approach unfamiliar dogs until they are sure they are safe. By giving all unknown dogs a wide berth until you find evidence that they are safe, you can avoid the majority of dangerous dog encounters. Have your kids ever had, like, bad encounters with dogs?
Just with our own.
Oh, okay.
Just because they don't know how to sometimes leave Sally alone when she's...
They can't read the room?
Yeah, they can't read the room. Yeah. And sometimes Sally's like, I told you to leave me alone.
Mm.
And she can get a little snappy.
Okay.
So she'll do like a little warning snap where she's just like,
Well, that's good. She's giving them the heads up.
Yeah. She's never bitten them, but she'll just do a little snap where she's like, hey, I said leave me alone.
Yeah. Warding off an attack. Do not panic. There's some truth to the old adage that dogs and other animals can sense fear. If you become agitated and run or scream, you may make the dog feel more confident in his attack. Or worse, you may appear threatening to the dog. Neither of these is a good situation to be in. So back the fuck off.
Okay.
Just be calm.
Like a shark. Remember, it's like you don't want to go away
yes.
too, move the water around too
right.
much and go away too fast.
Right.
Because then the shark's like, oh.
We're playing.
I'm going to come and eat you.
Right. You look like crudité.
You look delicious.
Make yourself rigid and motionless. When a dog approaches, stand completely still with your hands at your sides like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Trees don't have hands. And if they do, their limbs, they're up way up high. So I think this is a really bad analogy
yeah.
for the literal minded. And avert your eyes. In many cases, the dogs will lose interest and walk away if you ignore them.
Okay.
So I thought that was good.
They might come pee on you if they think you're a tree.
Hey, you're right.
That's okay, though. It's better than being bitten.
I would much rather be peed on.
Yes.
Don't open your hands and arms up to a bite by extending them. Because you know how
people
always bring your...
smell my hands,
yeah.
I'm safe.
Right. And they're like, no, dummy.
Don't do that.
Yeah. That's like five little hot dog
yes.
cocktail wieners.
Yes.
On
and
your hand.
And yeah. dogs love hot dogs.
They love cocktail wieners.
The small ones, the better.
You know why dogs are retro?
Yes.
I used to have that for lunch as a kid. My mom would pack cocktail wieners... In that sauce
yes.
in my thermos.
They're the kind that were in the little jars.
I don't know. I don't know. It must have come in something. And then she made some yummy like barbecue sauce for it or something.
We ate weird stuff in
weird
the
80s. Stuff.
Weird stuff.
Weird. That was for like the two times a year it rained in Los Angeles. The dog, keep your fingers curled into fists to avoid them getting bitten.
Okay.
The dog may come quite close, even sniffing you without actually biting. Do not try to run away. Running away can awaken the dog's prey instinct to chase and catch animals. He may pursue you vigorously, even if his initial intent was just playful. Additionally, you won't be able to outrun most dogs if you're on foot. Even if you're on a bicycle, many dogs will be able to catch up to you.
Okay.
If I'm on a bicycle, definitely.
Yeah, I can't go that fast.
Distract the dog with another object. If the dog continues to threaten you, offer him something to chew on.
A pinata.
If it's a pinata of a dog.
With dog treats
in it. He's going to be confused. Oh, with dog treats. Keep on your person.
Yes.
A dog pinata with dog treats in it.
A Scooby-Doo head.
Scooby-Doo head. That's great.
Full of Scooby snacks.
I love it.
Just have one with you at all times.
I think that's good. Okay. So distract the dog with another object. They suggest, yes, the pinata is a great idea, but they suggest like your backpack
full of rocks.
or a water bottle. Anything but your arm or leg. This may distract him enough to give you time to escape.
Yeah, it's hard to distract with your own leg.
Well,
here, you want this?
That's to get a hitchhike ride. That's where you show your leg, not to
ward off a dog's
not
teeth.
Not to ward off a dog's chompers. Actually, it does say you may want to carry treats or toys when traveling in areas known to be home to dangerous dogs. Where are you going that you know it's dangerous? Dangerous dogs are all around you.
I mean, I guess if you're a postal worker or a newspaper delivery person, or you have to do this as your job.
Yeah.
Go to a lot of people's houses.
Right. If approached by an angry dog, throw your treats or toy away from you. The dog may go after these instead. Defending and protecting yourself. Face the dog and command, back away. If the dog continues to behave aggressively and ignoring or pacifying him is no longer working, face him and sternly command him to leave. Use a strong, deep, and confident commanding voice. Continue to avoid making eye contact. Okay, so wait, you're doing like a ventriloquist thing? Or you're just you're facing sideways, you're like, get out of here, but I'm looking at that bird. I'm not looking at you. The dog may become discouraged or intimidated and leave. 2, fight back against an attacking dog. If the dog starts biting you, you've got to defend yourself at this point, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to just sit there and let it eat me.
Right. Hit or kick the dog in the throat, nose, and the back of the head. This will stun the dog and give you time to get away. I just don't know if I could hit a dog. I mean, I guess if, like, they're chewing on you, your instincts just kick in. It would just seem so weird to me. Oh, I don't know. It's okay to raise your voice at this point. Yell for help as you're fighting.
Oh, it is?
Well, because they initially said...
I'm allowed to yell at the dog.
Could you please let me go?
I'm sorry, but could you remove your teeth from the jugular vein? Thank you.
Yell for help as you're fighting back. Hopefully others will hear and come to your aid. However, avoid screaming. You tell me what the difference is between yelling and screaming. As this may lead the dog to strengthen his attack.
Oh, they like screaming, do they?
I don't understand. So you're supposed to use a loud voice, but not scream.
Maybe
okay. Just
like deep. The
baritone.
Like a, you gotta sound like a man.
Yeah. If you have a stick or other weapon, you can't, like the pinata stick.
Oh, right.
You can and should. Use it to hit the dog. Don't hit him over the top of the head, though. Most dogs have pretty thick skulls, so this will only serve to make the dog angrier.
Huh.
Good to know.
Nose, I guess. The nose is where you want to get it.
Mm-hmm. If available, mace or pepper spray also works as a good defense against an attacking dog. Fight as though your life depends on it, because it does. Dog attacks can be fatal. While you certainly don't want to hurt a dog unnecessarily, you should use force as necessary if you are being seriously attacked. This one is good. Use your weight to your advantage. Bring your entire body weight to bear on the animal, specifically pushing down with the hard points of your knees or elbows.
Oh, yeah. Use that strength.
Dogs are vicious biters but cannot wrestle. Just, they are pathetic in the ring.
Yeah.
So try to get an advantageous position and break their bones fairly quickly.
Oh gosh. I don't want to smash a dog's bones.
Go on top of the animal and concentrate force on areas such as the throat or ribs while minding to keep your face out of clawing or biting range. If you're looking for a more humane solution, thank you, I am, and can manage it, straddle the back of the dog with your partial body weight. Sorry, straddle the back of the dog with your partial body weight and apply forward pressure to the back of the neck to immobilize the dog until help comes.
Okay.
I guess it depends on the size of the dog, really, at this point, and the size of you.
Is it a chihuahua?
If you're trying to physically hurt a chihuahua, you've got problems. You can literally just pick it up and throw it.
Yes.
Protect your face, chest, and throat. If you fall to the ground during the attack, not only is it more difficult to fight off the angry dog, but... vital areas of your torso, head, and neck become more vulnerable to attack. These are the most important spots on your body to protect, because bites in these places will inflict the most damage and will have the greatest chance of killing you. Protect your vitals by rolling onto your stomach, tucking your knees in, and bringing your hands, balled and fists, up to your ears. That makes sense. You're protecting your face, you're protecting your lady or gentleman parts, and you're protecting your fingers.
Yes, but I'm also not fighting then. I'm just like...
You've just given up. Yeah. Resist the urge to scream or roll away, as these actions may further encourage the dog. This dog is... He takes anything as encouragement.
Right. Sounds like this dog just wants you to shut up and take it.
He's living his best, most vicious life.
Yes, really.
Leave the area slowly and carefully. Once the dog loses interest in you, leave the scene of the attack slowly by backing away without sudden movements.
Don't wake up the dog.
Don't wake up the dog?
Yeah.
You think he's fallen asleep?
Yeah, he's sleeping now.
For some reason, I just thought of those cartoons. You know, there's always like the Mickey Mouse version or another version of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
And the giant is asleep. Yes. And they got to tiptoe. Yes.
That's you.
That's you with the dog.
This big, dumb, slobbering dog.
Yeah. Okay, backing away with sudden movements. Staying calm and stationary can be a real test of your nerves in such a stressful situation, but it's the best thing to do as long as the dog isn't actually biting you. Handling the aftermath. Okay. Which is not to be confused with Aftermath.
No.
Which was a terrible TV show.
I didn't see it, but it sounds bad.
I'm sure I watched every episode.
Was Alan Alda on it?
No, I don't think he was. I know... Gary, I'm blanking on his name. That's not like me.
Coleman.
No.
Sinise.
No.
Trudeau.
Radar. Don't tell me because I'm going to think of it later. Berghoff.
Okay, well.
I believe Gary Berghoff was on it.
I don't think he matters.
I believe Jamie Farr was on it.
Okay.
And was Houlihan on it? I don't know if she was on it. Anyway, I just remember those two. If you are bitten, be sure to take care of any wounds promptly, as even minor bites can cause infection. Perform basic first aid procedures for bites suffered from a dog attack. Apply gentle pressure to stop minor bleeding. Use a clean cloth or sterile gauze pad. If bleeding is serious, or if it won't stop after several minutes of applying pressure, seek professional medical attention. Wash the wound thoroughly. Use warm water and soap to gently cleanse the wound. Dress the wound. Maybe you could use that outfit that was on your spider.
Yes.
And dress up your wound.
We've got to do something with it.
Yeah, we need black tie wound. Use a sterile band-aid for very small cuts or sterile bandages for large lacerations. Look closely for signs of infection, including redness, warmth, increasing tenderness, or oozing pus.
Oozing pus.
See a doctor if any of these symptoms arise. Call the authorities. It's important to determine whether an attacking dog has rabies or a history of aggression. Call the authorities immediately after a dog attack so that the dog can be prevented from harming anyone else and be tested for disease.
They're going to put that dog down.
I know. That's all I could think of. Like, I don't know if I could do it. I guess it would depend on the circumstance. If it's like a wild dog roaming the streets.
Yeah, you can't have some dog out.
But if it's like...
attacking.
I know. See a medical professional promptly. If you were bitten by an unknown dog, a dog that was later found to have rabies, or a dog that appeared to be foaming at the mouth, it is imperative that you see the doctor right away to get preventative treatment for the deadly disease rabies. The rabies shot sequence, if it is necessary, should be started as soon as possible after the bite. Most European countries are considered to be rabies-free. Did you know that?
I did not.
So you're going to be safe this summer when you go to Germany.
When I get attacked by those dogs?
Yeah. I would wear a meat suit. See how it plays out. Because where else can you do it? Can't do it in the States.
They're widely available in Germany.
They probably are.
Sausage suits.
Yeah.
So I was planning to do that anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, now you know that.
And now I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be fine.
If you haven't had a tetanus shot in the past 5 years, you may require additional preventative tetanus treatments. I'm not sure what tetanus has to do with.
Isn't that rabies prevention? Tetanus?
No, tetanus. I thought tetanus was a totally different thing.
We know.
Drink your coffee. In general, any significant wounds from a dog attack should be examined by a medical professional. So there.
Remember Cujo?
I've never seen it.
Oh, boy.
I don't like scary movies.
Okay, well.
So I remember the commercial.
Yeah.
Right? I think.
There probably was a commercial.
Well, I remember the commercial for Christine.
D. Wallace Stone.
Of course. In Cujo?
Yeah, she's the mom.
Is she the mom?
She's the mom.
She's made a career out of being the mom. Because she's the mom in E.T., right?
Yes.
Is it a good movie?
It's very scary.
Is it a house pet who becomes...
Who goes bad.
Bad? Is that what it is?
It's a devil dog.
Is he possessed by something?
I think the idea is maybe that he gets rabies.
He gets attacked by a bat.
Thank you, Garen.
Bats and becomes rabid.
You've better...
Is that a real thing? I mean, that is. That's how you get rabies, right? From a bat.
I guess.
It's one of the ways.
But do rabid dogs... I mean, I know they get like a little bit crazy, but do they get extra violent?
That I don't know.
I don't think they... I mean...
Cujo did.
Cujo like stalks,
a documentary, right?
stalks the mom and the son in this... They're in this broken down Pinto.
Yeah.
I thought there was something with a car. Okay.
They're trapped inside.
And he stalks them and like really is trying to kill them.
Are they his owner?
No.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Visiting or they go to this house and then their car breaks down and then he's like, oh,
and it's extremely hot.
Yeah.
So
they're
it's
like
uncomfortable
also
to watch because they're just drenched in sweat and they're trapped inside this car and it's...
So it's the irony is that the dog locked the people in the car without proper air.
Yes, exactly.
And does someone come around and bash the glass
it's
and let
every
them...
every dog's favorite movie.
Yes. Right?
They're like, now you're getting
English.
It.
I don't think I just spoke English.
Yeah,
I
you
just
said
had
it's,
a weird.
Every, you said it's every dog's. Soup. It's every dog's favorite movie.
Yeah,
which is really funny.
True. Wow, that sounded weird in my head.
No, it totally made sense.
Speaking of scary movies,
yes.
Have you seen the commercial for Nope? The preview for Nope.
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 I have not.
You have, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new Jordan Peele movie.
Oh.
This is the interesting thing.
Yes.
They started showing one preview that we saw a few times, and then they showed a completely different preview that makes it look like a different movie.
Interesting.
Have you seen both?
Yes.
It's very interesting marketing because it's like, oh, so that had nothing. It's just weird.
Yeah, they're pushing the idea that it's not what you think it is.
Right.
So, he's 2 for 2 for me so far. So
I didn't see the second one. What was it called? You or?
Us.
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 Because it looked too scary to me.
Oh, it's good.
You knew that was going to be filmed at my house.
What? What?
Did I tell you this?
No.
They scouted us at my house.
Okay.
The location scout person came to my house and he was like, hey, your house would be perfect. Jordan Peele is making a new movie and this is the exact kind of house he's looking for. Would it be okay if I came inside and took some pictures? And I was like, yes. And so he came in, he took all these pictures. He's like, this is exactly what he's looking for. I'm showing Jordan the pictures tonight. We should know by tonight. And I sort of did the math and realized how much money we would make. And I was like, please let this happen. Please let this happen. Please let this happen. And no, it was a different house. And I think it's good because it probably would
have been. You have to move out.
And, you have to move out. That would have been a little inconvenient. But also I was like, I wonder how traumatizing that would be for the kids. When the
that's hysterical.
They live in is in this
it's
terrifying
a scary
movie.
That's so funny.
And so I've only seen the preview, and I'm like, oh, that kind of does look like our house.
Wow.
But I need to watch it.
Do you remember how much it was a day that they were going to pay you, like $500 or something?
It was more.
Really?
Yeah.
Because our house has gotten scouted a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I've always been like, I think I'm going to be a showbiz mom, but just about my house.
Yeah.
Like, I could see me, like, becoming a momager, but not for my kid, just my house. I'm going to pimp this house out. But yeah, they never called back either. But it's exciting. You feel like, oh, I'm back in show business, or at least
I'm making a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and they can screw up your house and they'll pay for all the repairs, but that is a little bit scary.
I was like, well, maybe they'll make it better. The house needs, you know, a lot of these rooms need painting.
I cannot imagine Jimmy letting that happen. Like, anybody in this house.
It was only a couple of days. I think he was okay with it.
Wow.
Because you get paid. I don't remember what the price. Obviously, the price has to be worth it to, like, I think, do they also cover your hotel stay?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. And I could see your house. Yeah.
So when you guys watch, know that could have been my house.
But that's
I'm never watching it again.
Oh, us. It's
they
really
picked the wrong house. I'm not going to. You don't do that to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Anyway, one preview made it look like, for Oliver at least, he was like, okay, this looks really good, but this is just a little too scary because he doesn't like scary stuff. The next preview was like, oh, this is totally fine. Huh. So it's very interesting. I definitely want to see it. I mean, I loved Get Out. I loved it.
So good. But that's a scary movie.
Yeah, it's not it's not that scary.
It's fun scary.
Yeah. It just, us looked too scary.
Okay.
But was it scary?
It's got a lot of jumps and stuff in it. Yeah. It's violent.
That's fine. I don't mind violent. I mean, it depends. Anyway.
This horror isn't horror. No,
it's
really.
More like Twilight Zone. Thriller. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, I know he's a fan of. And
yeah. He hosted it, didn't he?
He ruined it.
Oh. Yeah. Did he?
It wasn't great.
I didn't watch the...
There were a couple of episodes that were good, and then some of them were just kind of a mess.
Okay.
It wasn't great. I mean, appreciate his appreciation for it, because I'm a big fan, but I didn't think it was fantastic.
Okay.
Okay, so we thank you for indulging me my tales of movie previews. I don't know.
And I love to talk about movie previews.
We will be right back after this.
Welcome back to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. Danielle,
Christine,
I think you know what I'm going to ask you.
How was my break?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out from an email from my credit card that I tipped 40% at a restaurant.
What were you doing?
I was doing 1.5 mojitos.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens.
Someone got wasted.
That's what happens when you have 1.5 mojitos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just doubled the math. I don't know what I did.
You know so. What? Maybe that person just was giving you great service.
Actually, he was great. It was not the guy at the Grove.
It was. Was it the guy with triplets?
No, looks- I did not go back to the... Rami Malek guy.
Wouldn't it be weird if you were talked about so much on a podcast, but you never knew it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We went to a restaurant where the waiter looked almost exactly like Rami Malek, and we're a little bit obsessed with him.
Okay.
I'm telling our guest. So wait, before we get to our guest, what did you do during the break? Anything good?
Well, I did find out that Paul Haggis was just arrested for sexual assault in Italy. So yeah. That seems like breaking news.
And it just happened in Italy. It happened there.
Yes.
Which is...
When in Rome.
Fuck. Of course. Okay. The voice you're hearing is the brilliant Blanka Patch, who... Oh, you're so fucking bad.
If you're not following him on Twitter,
you should, because he's the best follow on Twitter.
It now, because he will make you laugh more than once a day.
Yes. I just laughed at something before you even came in about...
Was it me trying to park?
No. It was the Stephen King. Steve King.
Not the novelist. No. The horrible human being, Steve King.
Is he a governor?
Republican.
He's a senator.
Senator from Iowa.
Oh, and he tweeted that he was pretending to have, like, that he had survived an abortion or something, and a Juneteenth slave.
Yes. Yeah. He said he was doing yard work, trying to imagine what it was like to be a slave. And then tried to imagine what it was like to be an aborted fetus.
And then he was like, but I saw the sunrise and the sunset. Like, I don't know. It was like, what are you even trying to say right now?
And then blame, what was your response?
Oh, don't they have video games in Iowa? Yeah. Play a video game.
So Blaine also is one of the hosts of Nerd Poker podcast. And is
it's Brian Posehn's show.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Brian Posehn.
I play Dungeons and Dragons with a bunch of idiots.
And who coined the term Nerd Poker for Dungeons and Dragons? Because it's brilliant.
It's kind of just what we always called it.
It's just
a poker game for nerds.
Right. So in the first half of the show, we talked about how to survive a dog attack. And now with Blaine, we are going to talk about how to survive a rough night on the road.
Well, here's what happened. I was in my, this was in 1989 or 90.
Okay.
I was living in Baltimore, and I was going to, I had just finished a gig in DC or Baltimore somewhere in Virginia. And that weekend I was doing a weekend show in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
All right.
Okay. So I had a girlfriend, and she lived in Charlottesville, Virginia. So my plan was I was going to drive after my show, drive a few hours to 2.5 hours to Charlottesville, stay at my girlfriend's place.
Gotcha.
And then I was going to go the next 2 or 3 hours to Fayetteville to this show.
Correct.
So I'm driving after the show, and it's 1:30, 2 in the morning. I'm in my Honda Civic, and I'm on the freeway, dark freeway. I'm listening to Within You, Without You. I'm listening to Sgt. Pepper.
And, good choice.
Yeah. And I look up.
Wait, what is Within You Without You? If it wasn't in the Bee Gees movie, I don't know it.
Oh, it's...
That's 100% true.
Oh, it's... Yeah, it's Steve Martin, and he's the doctor, and he's hitting people on the head with the hammer.
That's Bing Bing Maxwell.
Yeah, that's the one.
But it's called Within You Without You?
No, Within You Without You is on Sgt. Pepper, and it's the George Harrison song that's very Indian with lots of sitar.
It did not make it to the film.
It did not make it. Okay. But it was... It Steve Martin was in it, and Aerosmith doing...
Yep.
Doing a Come Together. It was pretty good.
That actually is a good In fact, we got on a weird jag a few days ago where Jimmy and Oliver and I listened to like five different versions of Come Together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the first one, we were really scared because it was Robin Williams and...
come a flat top. Oh, you come slowly.
We 100% expected that. It was him and I think Bobby McFerrin doing, you know, so we were already like, okay.
What's happening?
The cringe factor was on high.
Wow.
And then it turned out to not be that bad, but there was a little bit of what you just did, but it wasn't, anyway. So yes, we listened to like five different versions.
Okay. That's good though.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm totally getting you off your story. So you're in the car listening
I'm in the car.
The Beatles.
I'm listening to the Beatles. It's dark. I'm driving on a highway, the Route 29.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up. Black Dog in the freeway, right, right in front of me, walking across the freeway.
Ooh.
No time to do anything. I hit it.
Yeah.
I go right over it. I feel it go into the car. I keep driving, and I was like, wow, that was close. That was really close. That poor dog. I hit that poor dog. Oh no, that poor dog. In the middle. I mean, I was miles from anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And it. And maybe a minute later, my temperature gauge went straight up. And my lights started to dim.
Oh God!
And
the dog was haunted.
Yeah, I think so.
Haunted dog. Haunted immediately dog. Haunted.
Immediately became a ghost and sought vengeance.
It turned into a treatment. I got to a gas station and there was a payphone. This is before cell phones.
Yep. Yeah.
I get to a payphone and I call AAA and they send a guy out. And they tow me. I guess the dog had shattered the bottom cap of my radiator. Just shattered it.
Oh, wow.
So the
wow.
bottom half of my radiator was gone. And all the water just immediately poured out. And my car overheated within a minute.
Wow.
Because I was driving at 65, 70 miles an hour down the freeway. And so I had the car towed to a shop in Charlottesville. And where I had to get it fixed... And there was no way to get it fixed before the show. My girlfriend loaned me her car.
Okay.
To drive to Fayetteville. It all worked out.
Right.
How far did she have to come get you?
No, I think she came and picked me up where I had my car dropped off.
Okay.
It's all, like I said, this is like in the 20th century, late 20th century.
Yes.
And I had the horrible part was I had to borrow money from her dad to get my car fixed.
Oh, man.
So it was like one of those kind of like de-balling experiences. And it was like I had to get my car fixed and I didn't have enough and I was getting paid from the show.
Right.
And I had to get the check deposited. It was like back in those days.
Okay.
When banks were open until 2.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It was like, it was hard to do that kind of stuff. So, I got the car fixed. I went to the show in Fayetteville, and I worked with this mind-bending hack comic. legendary hack. It just so bad. And I don't want to name him. I Googled him to see if he was still around. He's not around anymore.
Meaning he's not alive, or you ran him over?
He disappeared from stand-up. I'll say his name if you want to cut it out. Redacted.
Okay.
And he was, and he talked like this, and he would go on up there and say, hey, there's a space between you guys. One seat, homo safety zone.
No.
Like that.
Oh,
like this is
no.
that kind of stuff. And he did a bit where he goes, you can cut that one out. Here's a better one. He goes,
I'm leaving it all in. This is too good.
He says, because I saw him so many dozens of times.
Okay.
I worked with him so many times back east. And he would go, I read penguins only have sex once a year. How do they get this information? A guy with a clipboard out on the ice? Excuse me, Chili Willy. How often do you take the popsicle out of the wrapper? Like that was.
Oh my
was,
god!
That was. I saw that bit so many times. That's why I can remember.
No, I know. Was he trying to do like an emo thing with his voice? Or he just sounded the, like
just
this.
Just talked like that. And he was just a press play. Just a hackneyed guy, and I was stuck with him for the weekend, and all he would do was complain about stuff. He was very, very bitter, insanely bitter.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad. I'm trashing this guy, but he was a Beatles guy. He was a Beatles fan and a Beatles completist.
Okay.
And so,
what does that mean to be a Beatles completist?
It's like he just knows everything about the Beatles. He collected lunchboxes and toys and albums and weird pressings.
Okay.
So whenever I was with him, I would talk about the Beatles.
Yes,
so
right. Keep him off the negative.
Yeah, he wouldn't get bitter, and I would just
smart. You know, yes.
Hey, I heard John Lennon played with Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Why did he go with a clipboard and say, "Can I play with you?"
Oh my God. But he, I want to say that this weekend was Thanksgiving weekend because I spent it in a Pizza Hut with this guy
talking
about the Beatles so that he wouldn't be complaining about how come this guy is working and I can't get on MTV's Kamikaze. Complaining about that kind of stuff. He got shut out of this place called Buddy's in Radford, Virginia.
Okay.
Which was a fantastic room. Patton played there. I played there. It was like one of the proto alternative rooms.
The crowds
were super sharp. It was on a college campus. And the crowds were always really cool. It was owned by Ted Bundy's brother or cousin.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was
Bundy adjacent.
Bundy adjacent. Yeah, I think it was Barrington. More Barrington.
So it was a very charming but dangerous club. Yeah.
Charming, but yeah, dangerous.
Dangerous, right.
So
he played there.
He played there, and it was like the guy that booked the show was cool and funny, and then I was the feature, and I was very funny.
Yes.
And then he went up, and it was like the one seat homo safety zone.
Oh no!
And the crowd immediately goes no.
Yeah, right.
They didn't want it. And this is like in 1990 or whatever.
Okay.
They just didn't want
it.
And they were like, the crowd was just derisively heckling him.
Yes.
Like, what's wrong? You're an asshole. And he could not buy a laugh. And I remember him when he walked into the show. I'm sorry if I'm babbling about this guy.
I love it.
I want to talk about killing a dog.
No, we're going to get to that. I'm gonna make you cry by the time episode's over.
But he walked into the club, and the first guy was on stage, and he's very funny. And he comes in. First thing he says to me is, has anybody talked to those two up front? Are they dating? Because he was going to do the like a computer date fuck up. Is this a computer date fuck up? That was one of his big jokes.
It
was like I said, just hacko de tutti hacky, the hack of all hacks.
Right.
And they hated him. And the guy that booked the room who was hosting that night, he put up posters all over campus with his headshot and a big international no symbol. It said, no hacks. We promise from now on we'll never blah, blah, blah. And after that, it was like a kind of like an A room, and people tried to get in there all the time.
Oh, my God.
It was a lot of fun. I still have the poster someplace. I got to dig it out.
That is so... I mean, I almost feel bad for the guy, actually. That is harsh.
Here's the night...
No hacks.
I was playing the Roanoke Comedy Club, and it was the night that the Gulf War broke out, the first Gulf War.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have Green Tracers over Baghdad night.
Right.
And I got to the club early, and this redheaded guy comes in. He comes over. He goes, are you a comic? I said, yeah, are you a comic? And he goes, yeah. And it was Carrot Top. And he was in town doing a show, and he came by to the club, hanging out.
Okay.
Pre-plastic surgery Carrot Top.
Right.
Scott Thompson. He was super, super cool, and we've been friends ever since.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And we were hanging out, and
Redacted
was one of the guys. He was the headliner at the Roanoke show.
Okay.
And after the show, we go back to the condo, and we're and it's Carrot Top and
Redacted.
I shouldn't say his name.
Okay.
Sitting on this chair, and he's in boxer shorts,
just balls out.
Yeah, and Carrot Top and I are smoking a joint.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't implicate him.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, but we're on the cat. We're hanging out, and we're watching the Green Tracers over Baghdad.
Yeah.
And and he's complaining about everything that would come on. And
sounds like my son.
But whenever a woman came on screen, he would go, "Shmoo, shmoo, what do you think of that? Street meat, street meat." Like,
what?
Like Tourette, what? Like Tourette.
Wait, I know Shmoo as the cartoon character.
What? He would call women schmooze.
But it was from like, that?
I don't know why he did it. But he was doing it for a couple hours.
Oh, Jesus.
God, so awful.
And then later, whenever I would do shows with him on the road, and he would say, "Yeah, I was talking to these schmoos the other day." It was just his derogatory term for women. He hated women.
Oh, boy.
So now I feel even worse. I'm going to bring up this stranger and then drag him. And then, he hated women. I don't know. He got hurt by somebody.
Yeah.
And every woman had her head on it. On screen.
Jesus Christ.
It was bizarre. And then Carrot Top and I are like looking at each other. Where are we? Oh, right,
so,
Roanoke.
So getting back to running over the dog. This is what you told me, and I don't think it was on stage. I think you told me personally, but you feel bad when you go to a truck stop and there are stuffed animals there because they're the ones that haven't been purchased and you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me that,
of course,
right?
Yeah, I feel bad for the Hot Wheels at Rite Aid, right. And I feel bad for the tiny Parcheesi games at CVS.
Have layers of dust.
Yeah, it's the Toy Story thing. I mean, it's the anthropomorphization of everything.
Right.
Around
so
me.
You yes. are a very sensitive person. I know.
Very
this.
Sensitive person.
So what was going through your mind as you ran over the duck?
I felt really bad for the dog. I mean, I was. Because
had no choice. I understand.
I had no choice.
You did the safest thing.
I did the safest thing, and this was the whole thing about this story that really is key for me.
Okay,
is if I would have seen that dog 1 second before I did,
right?
I would have lost control of the car, and I would have crashed into the dark woods in the middle of Virginia in the middle of the night, and I would have died.
Mm-hmm.
I know it would have happened if I would have seen that just a split second. Just
if you had any time to react.
Because I was going like 65, 70 miles
right.
an hour.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, whoa, hey, I would be dead. And you would be interviewing
the dog.
Duncan Trussell right now, you know, about microdosing at Legoland or whatever the fuck is his death experience. Yeah, man, it's hard to park.
I think I'd be interviewing
Redacted.
What's up with that? Oh my God, that guy. I tried to look him up. I couldn't find him because I would.
Well, it's such a generic name too.
Unique. There's only one.
I tried to find shows that because he would work at specific clubs a lot. I couldn't find any link to him. A lot
did
of those.
Did you Google hack comedian?
I did.
Yeah.
we'll track him down because we have to corroborate your story. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
We fact check all stories that are on the show.
You know.
Oh, good, good, good.
It's good though because it calls to mind two things about your story. One is, you know, I'm from Ohio and they do say smear the deer.
Oh,
so
I've heard that.
You always want to hit the animal instead of swerving because you put other people in danger and yourself in more danger. And the other thing is, remember the story about the young woman who plunged 800 feet off a cliff in Big Sur and she survived it. But the reason she plunged is because she swerved to avoid a squirrel.
Yeah.
I mean, a fucking squirrel. I can kind of see almost dying for a dog, but not for a squirrel.
An elk, maybe.
Maybe an elk.
I guess it's a mason.
Is it like a yippy dog or is it like a nice cuddly dog?
Golden retriever. I don't know.
Is it like a big old English sheepdog? Then I'm saving his life. That'd be weird if a sheepdog just ran across
it. Would. Just
a purebred sheepdog.
One of those dogs from Beck's Odelay cover. One of those big shaggy mop dogs.
That is, okay, so that I believe is a Commodore, which is very similar.
I'm easy.
I knew it. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh shit. I really set myself up. Which is very similar to a poolie, which is what I grew up with. So poolies look like that, but they're black generally.
Okay.
And they're Hungarian sheepdogs. I'm not sure if a Commodore, it's spelled with a K, so I'm going to say it is also Hungarian or something like that.
German.
Commodore.
They love to use Ks.
They do. It's so weird.
The hard K sounds.
Get that fixed when you're over there.
I'm going to get it.
She's about to go to Germany.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
All over. I'm going to start in Hamburg and then go down into the Black Forest.
Oh.
She's going to leave her children in the Black Forest.
Yes.
That sounds absolutely Brothers Grimmy.
It's going to be very Grimmy. Yes.
Yeah.
Gonna see a lot of naked people because we're going to a lot of spas and Germans love to be naked in front of other people. So,
are your kids gonna see a lot of naked people?
We'll see. I don't know. You know, they've gotten more.
Have you prepped them for this?
No, I'm gonna just spring it on them. I think it's better to spring that on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's a penis.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong to you or your father.
That's what adults do. It's an adult thing.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, Blaine, that story was amazing. Okay, what? There's more.
I gotta say,
yes.
Every time I think about that story, I get the same kind of adrenaline thing. You know how when you almost get into a car accident or something?
Yes.
And you feel it in your knees?
Uh-huh.
I get that feeling immediately. It's just a sense memory that will take me immediately to that.
Wow.
That adrenaline fear. The way a dead cat will make you cry at an audition, you know? But it's
yes. Have you been at a lot of auditions where they bring in a dead cat to make you cry?
Oh yeah, I did a Purina thing.
They were going a different direction.
Yeah, it was Wes Craven was directing a series.
A lot of your
chow 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 chow, and the chowing never stopped. It just kept chowing.
Listen, Blaine, we may have gotten a little off track, but this has been a delight.
Oh, it sure has. Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much for coming on. That story, once again, that story had everything.
It had
fear. It had hack comics. It
adventure.
Had dogs.
Carrot Top.
It had love. He had a girlfriend. It had shame. Mm-hmm. Asking the dad for money.
Oh, yeah.
So many things.
That was the worst part of the whole thing. I think about that whenever I have to cry at auditions.
And you're a comic. So it's like he already thinks, you know, his girlfriend is.
He thought very
bad. His daughter's.
Yeah. Yeah. He's already disappointed.
Yeah.
They all came to see me do a show in Charlottesville, and I ate it with a knife and fork.
Oh, no.
So it was perfect.
Oh, how far? How soon after that did you guys break up?
It was a Thanksgiving weekend a year later, maybe. She was cool. It didn't work out.
Okay. Oh, I know what that means. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Blaine.
Thank you.
And we are going to be right back with
what we learned.
What we learned today. We'll be right back. All right. And now it is time for what did we learn today?
Teach us.
Well, Chris's house belongs to the spiders now. They've moved in, Chris. Wolf spiders are robust and agile hunters with excellent eyesight. They live mostly in solitude, hunt alone, and do not spin webs. They can grow to over 2 inches in size. Good luck.
I saw it.
Most dogs are not aggressive. Know the warning signs. One often missed but very telling body language cue is the whale eye in dogs. Oh. When a dog feels frightened or threatened, his eyes widen, exposing the white parts of his eyes. So I guess that's what it means.
Look out for the whale eye.
Look it out. Look it out.
Look it out.
Look it out. Make like a tree and get peed on. I can see the shirt now. Use your leg to hitchhike, not to distract an attacking dog.
Hitchhiking is very safe.
Yes. After MASH featured Harry Morgan, Jamie Farr, and William Christopher together in a vet hospital, Colonel Flagg and Radar were the only characters who came in as guest stars. I don't even know who Colonel Flagg is.
No.
See a doctor if you get bit, but not at a vet. The Commodore, also known as the Hungarian sheepdog, is a large, white-colored Hungarian breed of livestock guardian dog with a long, corded coat. Sometimes referred to as mop dogs, the Commodore is a long-established dog breed commonly employed to guard livestock and other property.
Sounds adorable.
It is adorable, and so it does actually... It is very similar to the Poolie, which is another Hungarian sheepdog with cords, but generally black.
One.
Oh, my God, they're the nicest, sweetest babies. Oh, my God, they're so sweet. So sweet. They don't really make them anymore because of breeding, which is good.
Yeah.
But so you don't really see Poolies anymore.
I'm going to start one.
You should. That was it for what did we learn? That was a lot.
We learned so much today.
We learned so much today. And remember, everybody, remain calm.